Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Give Them All a podcast. It should be a very...
very fun.
So, yep, mom's going to talk in this microphone and you're just going to chill. Is that cool? So I have Ocean with me because my mom was supposed to have her today, but her little Pomeranian Bella, who we have had for 15 and a half years, has had like the biggest decline in the past, I want to say 2 weeks. And she's not eating. She's skin and bone. So my mom called and was like, I need to rush her to emergency care. I don't know what the outcome will be. To me, I know it sounds so morbid and abrupt, but to me, it seems like Bella's, it just seems like she's dying. That's the TV that we're going to watch ourselves on.
Yeah,
That's why I have Ocean today. Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi. Say hi.
Good job. How is everybody? Jess? Easton?
Great. Had a great morning.
It's been something. Yes, I feel like it's been a whole week in a day, which is good and good.
Today's been very long.
It's good. Oh, and
no,
good.
Like,
I like
it's just
that
busy,
even more.
busy, which is amazing.
It's been a really long month. Does anyone feel that way?
Yes.
Everyone's feeling that way, by the way.
I haven't spent a weekend in town in 2 weeks, and it will be four altogether because I won't be here this weekend.
Yeah, it's been a
traveling month.
What are we doing?
Is she biting it?
I don't know what she's
and
doing.
And you guys even were just gone again.
Well, that's the thing is I feel like there were so many things
on
my...
You're
on the podcast. That's absolutely correct.
Papa.
I'm on the podcast. You're a big, big star, baby.
Look at you.
My poopy butt.
Oh.
And then she ruins it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
This might be my favorite podcast ever.
It's gonna be.
It takes a lot of pressure off us.
Yeah. It's gonna be
stinky
very. Okay, we're not gonna say stinky butt. She's wiling out. She knows
yeah,
that she's.
She's an entertainer. I'll give her that.
Okay, can we be really quiet while mom does the podcast with her friends? Yes, I feel like we've been back to back on everything.
Yeah.
Okay, Ocean, we can't. I'm begging you. Please, babe, be good kid. Be good baby. This is going to be the longest day of my life. Shh, you have to stop. We went to Utah.
Yes, you did.
I hosted the Humane Society of Utah Gala. And when I tell you, I was so nervous. I was the most nervous I've ever been doing anything. Actually, that's such a lie. All right, we took a quick break because Ocean started losing her mind and wanted to see herself crying in the monitor. So Easton will not be joining us for this episode because he's going to take care of Ocean. So hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Oh my gosh.
What were we saying? We were just saying how it's the longest Monday
of our
lives.
It's the longest year. It's the longest week, month, hour of my entire life. So I went to Utah for the Humane Society of Utah Gala. The goal was to raise $300,000. They asked me a few months ago if I would host it. And if I remember correctly, before they had put all of the silent auction items into the $300,000 goal, they had raised $260,000.
What?
For the Humane Society of Utah.
That's incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
That is amazing. Congratulations. I know that's like near and dear for anyone who doesn't know to not only your heart, but your mom's heart because she worked for them and with them for years and still does.
She still works for them.
Amazing. Yeah.
And my dog Lily came from HSU and she's 12.
Oh my God.
I know. She's an old broad.
She is. She's a golden vintage girl.
But she's so vintage.
My question is, I know you were going into it nervous.
I was nervous.
Because did you MC it? MC the gala?
Yeah. What's the difference between like MCing and hosting something?
I feel like it's pretty much interchangeable. I might be wrong. But I feel like MC is more of like you're on the mic.
I was on the mic.
Yeah.
And I was very nervous. But you know what? I felt like we got a lot of laughs. I feel like it was a very well-rounded gala where it was like heartfelt but also funny. I could tell that I was getting a little too comfortable though.
Why?
With the room.
Okay.
Because as we were wrapping up and saying like, thank you so much. The dance floor is now open. I was like, the dance floor is open. I'm ready to twerk it for a real one. So if you're single, like, meet me on the dance floor. And I immediately was like, oh, no, you got too Lala. What are you doing?
So if you're single, I mean, were there any eligible bachelors there?
Are you kidding me? We're in Salt Lake City, Utah. All those people are married, have been married for 500 years and 7 kids deep.
All right. So no.
So no, I didn't meet anybody. But could I tell you, it was so crazy being back there because I have not been back there in years. And I love being from there, but it made me appreciate Los Angeles because for a while I've been like, get me out of LA. I just want normalcy. I'm feeling suffocated. And I went back to my roots. And I think it's because it's not that I don't like Utah. I always wanted to get out of Utah since I was a child, right? It just felt very small for me. It didn't offer me what I needed it to in terms of what I wanted to be when I grew up. But it's also strange because you have to remember, when I lived there, it was like another lifetime. I had my dad. I lived in my childhood home. I move, and it's like my dad passes away, my mom sells my childhood home and moves into another house. So it just feels like everything that I remember about living there, it's just like no longer.
Yeah.
I go there and don't even feel like I'm from there.
Really?
No.
Do you ever try and drive by your childhood home or is it too painful?
No, I would never. I would never. Never.
Why?
It's too, takes me to a very dark place. I will say I was very triggered being there.
You were?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why? Because
it just feels like another lifetime where it's like I'm familiar with this place, but it's almost like a trauma response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does. And also your mom's here. Easton's here. So
well, that's the other thing. It's like I don't now even my roots have been uplifted and moved to LA. So I go back there and I had a moment on the plane on the way home. And because I always say like a prayer before we take off and I look over. And it's like I have Easton and my mom and they're both snoozing before we even take off. And I just had a moment of just like complete gratitude that I'm going home and I have my family with me.
Yeah.
Like it feels good because I haven't had that before where I'm going from like Utah to LA. I'm usually leaving someone behind, whether it's my mom or my brother. So that part felt good. Anyway, moving on.
Well, good. No, that's so nice. It's so nice you all three were there. That's very interesting. You, not a trauma response, but yeah, that's what you said. It was a bit triggering. That's very interesting because last year I remember we talked about, it was around this time because it was a holiday episode, and you talked about how like you see yourself in the future going, spending the holidays in Utah with the snow, and do you not feel that way anymore?
I don't think I feel that way anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I think I like the thought of it.
Okay.
More so than actually doing it.
Because
it just floods me with like all of the things that used to be.
Yeah.
Time passes, things change.
Yep.
We saw my niece, who I have not seen dance in person. I've only seen through videos. She is an absolute star.
Yeah.
And it makes me excited because she wants to be in entertainment. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like so many people were didn't know that I have an older brother.
Oh.
An older brother, Brandon, from my dad's first marriage. My mom and my dad got together when my older brother was 2. So, like, my older brother calls my mom, you know?
Yeah.
But I watched her dance, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And she wants to be in entertainment, and she's extremely talented. Like, I could see the second wave of moving happening very soon.
To LA.
I know.
Her name's London, right?
Her name's London.
Oh, welcome, London.
Welcome, London. That part was, like, so much fun. So when I'm at this place where my niece is dancing, it's, like, a very – I don't know if other places do this. It's very Utah. I remember, like, you buy tickets and there's little booths that are selling, like, homemade chocolates or, like, handmade crafts. Like, it's just very, like, Utah.
That's cute.
So I see this amazing Grinch, and it's just an old school Grinch head, you guys. And it's fabulous, okay? Handmade.
Are we talking wood?
No, it's like metal.
Oh, okay.
It's metal.
Okay.
And I'm like, this will be so cute for Palm Springs. It's $45. I was like, great. Do you guys ship? They said, we don't. I'm sorry. I'm like, how much could it be? I purchase it. I go into UPS the next day. They're putting it in a box. The head doesn't come off. It's just one piece. Like, it's a circle with a metal, like, bar, and then the Grinch head.
Cute. Kay? Okay.
And he's doing the Grinch. I can get my eyebrows just as high as the Grinch. It's terrifying. It's Yzma. So they put it in the first box, doesn't fit. They put it in a bigger one, and she comes back, types it into the computer, and my total pops up where I insert my credit card. You want to know how much it was to ship that thing?
How much?
$385.
Is that a joke?
It's not a joke. I about died. I literally said to her, "Are you shitting me?" And she just stared at me. I was like, "I mean, are you joking me? Are you kidding?" Yeah.
I would have said, "I'm doing something else with it." I would have.
What am I going to do with it?
Sold it. I don't know.
What am I going to do with it?
That is what you spent over 400 on a Grinch head.
I certainly did. And my mom kept saying, "But Ocean's going to love it. Imagine her smile." And I was like, "Yeah, why don't we put it on your credit card?" No. I was like, "Yeah, you're real quick to throw shit on my Amex, aren't you?"
Shipping is wild. Shipping costs are wild.
I about died.
Don't even, you know, the USPS is the most inexpensive.
UPS is the most inexpensive?
No, UPS. So there's UPS, FedEx, and then there's USPS, which is United States Postal Service. But it's still up there.
Well, guess what? It's gone. She been shipped. She'll be arriving on Friday.
It'll be cute.
It will be. So another Ocean story. We're laying in bed, and because she sleeps with me, I've told you guys she sleeps with me now. And she says to me, "Did you see this? Oh my hell." And she's pointing at something on my phone. And I said, "Ocean, I don't want you saying that." And my mother says to me, "Lauren, the more you discipline her," and she says this in front of Ocean, "the more you discipline her, the more she's gonna wanna say it. Just ignore it, don't make it a big deal." So I was like, "Fine, say whatever you want." She goes, "Can I say fuck? Can I say fuck?" Screams it at the top of her lungs. I was like, "How do I get this to end?"
You never say, "Oh my hell." I've never heard you say that. I don't know who says it.
But then today she goes into the bathroom and she goes, "Smells like dog shit in here." And I'm like, "Who says that? Who says that?" I don't know. Maybe I do say it. Maybe I don't. But it's mortifying. Anyway, then after she says if she can say the F word, my mom then lays down the law. She said, "Here's the deal, Ocean. If you say naughty words, if mom says naughty words, Easton, you're all getting your mouths washed out with soap." Okay?
That's how it's done.
So I was like, "Great. Excellent. We all know the drill now." And we're laying there, whatever. She kicks my mom in the stomach once, twice, three times. I tell her to knock it off each time. After the third time, I pause, Desperate Housewives. I say, "Ocean Kent, you do it again. You're going in your own bed." Press play. I can see her side-eyeing me as she cocks her leg back. Boom! Kicks Jeej in the stomach again. I said, "Pause. That's it. You're going in your bed." I take her into her bed. She's crying for mom. It's all good. She's quiet for a little too long. My melatonin starts sinking in. I'm out like a light. And then I hear the door open slightly and slam close really quick. And I'm disoriented. My mom goes out to look. Ocean has turned herself into an avatar. She has found the only electric blue eyeshadow that big. Tiny. She must have dug to the very back, grabbed her beauty blender, and she has painted it all over her face. All over her face. She comes in. I was like, "What have you been doing?" She goes, "I just opened a door." I go, "Well, clearly a while ago." And then she makes her way with the electric blue eyeshadow to my white frette sheets.
No.
Yes. I said, "No, no." Slurring, by the way. Easton goes, "I filmed it." Easton goes, "You post this video, not one person is going to believe that you've been sober for 5 years." I was like, I was woken up from a stupor to a child. I was like, "Mom, you got a deal. I can't even function right now. I can only function enough to film it really quickly for podcast content and go straight back to bed." It's been a lot, Jess.
What time was this, number one? I need get paint a picture. What time was this? Like, you fell asleep at like 8 p.m.
or it was probably 11.
Okay, so it's a little late. I'm dying to see this. This is the first time I'm hearing this at all, by the way. So this is the funniest thing ever to me. This has made my day.
I'm going
to
show you the video. This has made my day. I recorded it, and I am slurring in the video. Ethan goes, you show this, no one's going to believe that you reached 5 years. I'm like, I took melatonin.
Yeah.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, you were. I mean, you had been gone all weekend. You had just came back from BravoCon days before.
It was a lot.
She is such a character.
Oh, want to know what I saw at the Utah airport?
Yeah.
A Team Sandoval trucker hat.
What'd you do? Did you go up to it?
Did you go up to it?
Yeah.
It.
That.
No, but I was like getting to my notes app. I've never seen that ever in my life. She would have had to have made it herself.
And you didn't say anything? That would have been iconic. Lala Kent goes up and says, nice hat. What do you think she would have done?
I would have said, send that shit to Daryl. We got a problem. 911. Who's making this merch? They've gone rogue. They've all gone rogue.
Do you know who's making that merch? Tom Sandoval. Team Sandoval hats.
I defend him one time. Suddenly they're out in these streets thinking they can wear Team Sandoval hats. No, no, no.
Oh. And
yeah, so that happened too. I wrote it in my notes.
Here's what I love about doing a podcast. It doesn't really require any glam, like at all. I can podcast in comfort, and for me, that means wearing my new favorite, super soft Quince cashmere tee. Thanks to Quince, I've got a lineup of timeless, comfortable pieces that keep me looking so chic summer after summer. Quince has premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts starting at $30. You can find silk tops, 14-karat jewelry, and so much more. And this is my favorite part. All Quince items are 50 to 80% less than many similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes all of those savings on to us. And don't get me started on their towels. I have the Quince waffle towels at the Palm Springs house. I have them in white and they are so soft. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/Lala for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/Lala to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/Lala.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number two on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code Lala.
I assume we've all seen the Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce video.
How do you feel about that? Because I actually think it was super cute.
I'm obsessed.
So cute.
I never wish that I have had a partner.
Yeah.
And then when I saw that, first of all, his reaction when she changed the lyrics.
I know.
It was adorable.
I know.
Her dad's response to it too with his arms.
Was that her dad? I thought that was his dad.
Her dad.
Karma is the guy on the Chiefs.
Coming straight home to me or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So cute.
That was really cute.
And then after she's like waving to the audience and then like runs and jumps on him awkwardly, but it's fine.
She looks like a baby deer a little.
She's always been baby deerish.
Yeah. But like, that's her thing.
She's so adorable.
She's so adorable. You said something in the office that shocked me after you saw that clip.
What did I say?
Can you tell your friends about after you saw that, your mindset changed a little?
I said, I want that. I want to feel that way about somebody, which is very strange to me. And I was thinking about it because I'm like, how does one go about finding someone? I see people on TV finding men, but like, I'm in a different situation. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sober. So I was thinking, okay, if I do a Bumble account, we all know I have a bond with Bumble, not only because of what they stand for. I love that it's female driven. I would feel safe on that app because they put that at the top of the list. But also, I grew up with Whitney Wolf, who started Bumble. Mm-hmm. So it resonates with me in many ways. But I was like, if I start a Bumble account, I then know that people who are signing up for that are wanting to date. I can also weed them out quickly by writing in my profile that I am sober, I am a mom, and put in the bio just exactly, you know, like no bullshit. This is what I'm looking for. This is what my life entails. And whoever, you know, comes into my world, this is what to expect. I feel like that's the route I'm going to have to take.
I think that's smart. I think how that's
else,
so smart.
How else do you meet someone? I don't go out very often. I love going out to dinner with people who I'm like enjoying their time. But to go out to just hope I meet someone, it's like, no, Bumble makes the most sense for me to start dating.
Right. Right. I totally agree. Let me ask you something about the dating, because we've had this convo a couple times and I'm always interested by your response.
Okay.
So you say sometimes it's nerve-wracking when it's like, let's go to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
What is your ideal? Let's say you find someone, you're like, this person's really cool. I feel like I know you. You have to at least converse with them a little, whether or not it's over the app or in person, whatever. Converse with them a little at first. You're not just going to dinner with a stranger. You converse, you vibe, you go, okay, I'm down for a first date. What's your ideal first date? Because it doesn't sound like it's a dinner. It sounds like it's more like a chill, like not maybe a happy hour with friends, obviously sober happy hour with friends the first time. Or it's a coffee or a walk in the park or a lunch. Like, what is your ideal first date? Do you even know yet?
I'm kind of weird. I think my ideal first, like, meetup, the word date freaks me out, would be with other couples.
Okay, so a social.
It takes the pressure off. And, right. I feel like when you go into a group setting, you know, you can kind of see how they are with other people. Like, let's not waste time. If I'm going to be sitting here with you one-on-one giving you my time, and then I plop you into a room with, like, my friends, and you're awkward, well, then you just wasted my time. And now I have to explain to you why we're not going to link up again.
Right.
It's easier to be like, hey, do you want to come? We're all going to dinner. It takes the pressure off. Like, you don't need to pay for me. I don't need to pay for you. It's just like, I don't like the normal dating.
Oh, that's interesting that that's even a thought of yours at first. I always expect when I used to, first date is paid for. No questions asked. And I know that's traditional and people would like boo me for it. But I'm like, always, first date, yeah, you better pull out your wallet.
Well, I would like to think that they would pull out their wallet, but at the same time, like, I'm not bougie, but I am a little bit. Mm-hmm. And, like, I want to go somewhere yummy, and it may cost a lot, and I may make a little bit more money than you, so I don't want you to feel pressure. So let's just go with a group of people. When you can't pay for my sparkling water, though, which has happened to me, you're a real scrub.
Yes, and that's really sweet of you. What a sweet, like, look, I want to enjoy dinner, and if I have to pay, I don't want them to stress. That's really nice of you.
Am I nice?
That's very nice.
That is so nice of you to say.
Oh, no, not the sparkling water, though. Take out your wallets for the damn sparkling water.
Literally. Man? Because I got it in a bottle rather than from the gun. Well, so there's a charge, and it was like, you'll just cover this. I was like, you're joking. You're joking, right?
Oh, no.
And then you expect me to kiss you at the end? Have you lost your damn mind?
What in the world?
Right? You quack. The streets are filled with quacks.
I think you're looking at the wrong places.
Well, that's why I've come to the realization that we're doing Bumble.
I hear you. Then
I can just lay it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just cut to the chase, baby. This is what Lala is looking for.
Done.
There we go. Did you watch BH?
Did I watch BH?
Can I tell you my thoughts about Kyle?
Yes. And I'm so excited for your thoughts because I looked at your notes and I don't agree with some of them. So I can't wait.
All right. Let's get into it then.
Okay. Let's hear about Kyle.
So I had conversations with people about Kyle. I know her not well. I'll see her, like, for example, if Teddy Mellencamp has a birthday for her daughter Dove, Kyle will pop in. It's like, hey, how are you? Great to see you. But, like, we don't know each other like that. My thought is she has never been sexier. Everything about her, whether it's the confidence, the, like, everything, even her style, there's just something for me that I'm seeing that feels very empowered. There are some women older than me who are worried. And that's strange for me, especially because I'm coming from a very different place than they are. They are concerned that she's blowing her life up.
Mm.
These are my thoughts. Mauricio has been dirty for many years, from what we've heard. To me, it seems like she's fed up, but she's not saying what happened because she wants to maintain, like, keeping everything very chill from the outside. I'm not going to blow up his world or make me seem like the victim. There are children involved, my kids who are grown, who I don't want them to be dealing with this. And I am a little bit annoyed because I'm sitting here saying to myself, blow him up.
Mm.
Blow up his spot. Don't you take the fall for his bad behavior, which happens a lot. It happens a lot. The second a dude does something dirty and the woman speaks out on it, everyone looks at her. You have children. Rise above. Hell no! When you do something and then there are repercussions, that's just how it goes. Yeah. Don't be a lying, cheating snake. You dirty dick.
You dirty dick.
I won't have a spot to blow up if you act right.
Right. I do wonder, though. I do. My only differing opinion here is that they did have so many, as we've heard from her, beautiful years together before. Who knows what happened? But she has said before she's had a beautiful marriage, beautiful family, lots of good memories. I do see her maybe looking at the kids and being like, I don't want to tarnish those. I don't want to
come
out.
We did have beautiful memories, and we could have continued to have those beautiful memories, and you shit all over them. So now I'm going to shit all over you.
All right.
I'm supposed to rise above and remember the beautiful memories and our beautiful children when you shit all over that.
Right.
No, you ruined this.
Do you think it could be more powerful that she says that to him, though, and doesn't come out in public? And she says exactly what you just said, but to him. And she goes, I know this, and whatever, if they have a higher power, I know this, and God knows this, and
it will be revealed?
Yeah.
She very well, she's strong in her faith. I do know that. And I'm sure, you know, and she has much more life experience than I have. I can't even imagine being in a relationship for 20 plus years, four kids involved, bringing a child from a different relationship into it and having a man step up in that regard as well. I don't know. I'm coming from my own road and journey where I'm like, you are taking the brunt of his actions and I don't like it. It's time for the man to be looked at. Like, if they're was nothing for me to blow up, we wouldn't have this problem. You didn't act right behind the scenes, and now I have to, like, keep a brave face?
Mm-hmm.
No. No.
No.
No.
Blood. I do agree. She has never been hotter. I mean, she is stunning. When I was watching last night, just even her sitting in that workout, she had just gone to the gym, like, nothing. She was sitting in the workout clothes, and I think Kyle was like, oh, she must be, like, I don't know, I think he said, like, she must be the youngest, huh? And I was like, no, she's
you're Kyle.
Yes, sorry, my Kyle, not my Kyle. Talking about Kyle Richards, and said she must be the youngest, right? And I told him her age, and he's like, I've honestly never seen a better look. Like, she's stunning. And he's like stunning her energy, her glow. And we were talking about her in her workout clothes. She'd just gone to the gym. I was like, there's something about her.
She looks really freaking good.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you feel about, do you think Sutton was upset that she wore pants?
That's what I disagreed with you on.
You think she was upset that they were spreading their legs?
I think it was a snowball effect. I think at first she was annoyed because she was like, I wore pants and then I wasn't chosen. And then I almost think her like bouginess or uppityness, no disrespect, was turned on by that. And then she was like, oh, no, I don't need to be here. That being said, I want you to say your notes, but as of last night, I saw what you put, how you felt about her, about wanting to give her a hug, and I completely disagreed. I wanted to look at her and be like, grow up. I don't know Sutton, but she seems, you know, fun, and she's a personality, and she's Southern and cute, but I was like, you could have Googled the show. You were disrespecting
Aaron. You know, Magic Mike, though, you asked if Channing Tatum would be there. You know damn well what the show entails.
Exactly. And also, my big trigger is you have a friend who went out of her way, Erica Jane, to have her friend set up this beautiful night for you, VIP. You get, you know, you don't get pulled on stage, big deal. But like a couple of your friends do. It was Crystal's birthday. She should have been on stage. And let's be honest, I can speak from this viewpoint. Just, I mean, you can too, but there are cameras there. They're filming the show. And then you're going to stand up and stomp out and make a scene. If I were Erica handled it. So she's so classy.
She gave arguing up for Lent.
I know, I saw that.
3 days, no arguing.
She killed it, but I would have been furious. I'd have been like, so disrespectful and rude. Don't do that to my friends.
This is why I wanted to hug her.
Yes, tell us.
Okay. She's the girl who wears a kitten sweater on a date.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's $1 million. She's with these women who are tits up, ass out, stilettos to the sky. Everyone wants to fuck them.
Yeah.
She can't even get a second date with a dude. And then the one time where it's like, we're on camera and they'll probably call me up and I wore pants and I can't even get them to do that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I wanted to like give her a little boost of confidence. Like I felt sad for her. Like you need someone to be like, you're enough.
That's really, why are you so sweet today? You're sweet every day, but that's really nice. Great, great viewpoint, because I guess you're right. Do you think that it was the pants the
yes.
entire time?
She talked about it. She's like, I never wear pants, and I brought pants. And then remember,
on the
everyone else got picked out of the crowd or whatever.
Yeah.
Not everybody, but most of them besides Sutton. And she goes, I wore fucking pants. For this.
She said, I wore fucking pants for nothing.
I wore fucking pants for nothing. And it was like heartbreaking to me. I was like, she's feeling left out. Like she wanted someone to like give her a lap dance and spread her legs.
And you know how much our hearts would have been with her if that's what happened and she didn't do what she did. Like,
I know. It's really sad. I wanted to hug her. Anyway, moving on.
That's sweet, though. That's really sweet.
How did you feel about the conversation between Garcelle and the rest of the group when she said she doesn't feel like she's in a safe space to discuss her children?
As I can't speak as a mother, but as soon as moms say that, as soon as the kids come into it, safe space, I go, okay, I hear you. Like, I had no opinions that were differing. She didn't feel that was a safe group to talk about her kids. And I heard her and I'm like, great. That's how you feel as a mom. Good for you. Good for you for saying it. How did you feel? Because you're a mom. I'm not.
I could completely understand where she was coming from. And she's a mama bear. I mean, even with what I said, she completely iced me out. And I probably would have done the same thing to her if she would have said whatever I said about Ocean. And with everything that she went through last year and the bots that were coming for her son, and then Erica drunkenly telling her son to go the fuck away. I don't know if that's exactly what she said, but she used the F word. Although they'd all deeply regret laughing about that, it's still something where it's like, this is the one thing that like I can't bounce back from when you come for my kid. I also understood where Dorit was coming from because as a mom, if I had someone say to me what you did hurt me when you laughed about what happened to my child, I would be offended because it's like, but I'm a mom and I may have messed up, but I understand where you're coming from and I want you to know that this is a safe space. But like Garcelle said, she was making it about her again. But I could understand. I could understand where both of them were coming from as moms. Garcelle's offended that you came for her child or laughed about something. Not freaking cool, and I get it. But also as a mom, if someone said, I don't trust talking about my kid to you, I'd be like, I'm so hurt by that.
It's very hurtful. It's very hurtful. I hear in that sense, though, I did think, you know, Dorit, it isn't about you right now, and I understand you're hurt, but to me, the tone was more, she started coming at Garcelle versus, hey, I want to let you know I hear what you're saying, and I'm very hurt by that, and I have to process this in my own way. But then again, it's like, that's also boring TV.
So no, like, I know.
So it's like, you know, if she goes, I have to process this, and then it's like, all right. Lame scene. Okay.
Did you watch Miami?
Yes.
I die that Todd, Alexia's husband, did a 9-minute apology to Anthony via social media.
How do you feel about Todd?
I like Todd.
I think he's sweet.
I think he's so sweet.
Yeah.
And he's like cute with her kids. And I loved that moment last year, even though it got heavy between Alexia, her two children talking about Frankie, and Todd saying, you don't help him. You guys, you know, treat him the way you would treat other people, and we need to baby him. Mm-hmm. I like him.
Mm-hmm. I think he just has a sweet soul. I don't know. It's like a gentle soul or something.
Yeah, and he didn't show up for the Kumbaya dinner.
Well, he was downstairs, right?
He was, yeah, but he didn't like come up to come mingle up with the group because he didn't want to talk about the 9-minute apology that he did via social media to Anthony.
I mean, to me, I go, respect. He said, I felt like I was, there are people there that however he phrased it, I shouldn't have been up there, so I didn't come up there. Did you think it was disrespectful that he should have just swallowed whatever and, like, gone up there?
For his wife, yeah.
Yeah, you do. Okay.
Well, she was devastated. Alexia was, like, sobbing on the phone to Marisol that he wasn't going to come.
I know. It's hard, though, because you, on one hand, you have to know yourself. What is worse, him not showing, and maybe it's him not showing, or him going up and saying something or doing something or having this awkward tension that
Alexia has to explain later?
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know what it's like to really have a partner come with me everywhere and then not show up to something that's important to me because, for the most part, I have always gone places on my own.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I can only sit here and say, what would I want in that moment? I would want you to sack up for 5 minutes because, in a way, I would rather explain to people why you said certain things at the dinner than explain to people why you didn't show up.
Mm. Okay.
Because I think it's deeper than that, which Adriana pointed out in the last episode, that Todd said you nailed it.
About the relationship.
Yeah.
Which is also like, I love Todd, but don't say that. It's if someone comes up to you and it's like, what did she say? Trouble in paradise? And mm-hmm. he was like, or something. And he was like, you nailed it. It's like, don't say that. Don't say that to another one of the women.
Especially
your wife.
Especially not Adriana, no. Who Alexia has been beefing with for the longest. Remember last season, Alexia, something happened to Adriana's foot and everyone was telling her to get over it.
Yes.
And she says to Alexia, but accidents have consequences. Look at Frankie. No. Todd, out of all the people to say it to, her?
I know. That's the one. Yeah. Didn't like that.
How crazy that next week's episode, Larsa's having a homecoming party for Marcus, who's been gone for 3 days.
Wait. I want your take on Larsa and Marcus's relationship.
I want it. I want it all. I want to be Travis and Taylor, yeah. And I want to be Larsa and Marcus. That's what I want.
Marcus is very good looking.
He's very hot.
And they're very sweet together, I think.
They look like they have fun.
They look like they have so much fun. They look like they have great sex.
The best.
Done.
And she's busting it wide open like 4 times a night, she said.
Wait, when she was talking about her previous relationship, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it was Cardi B or someone. Or maybe Nicki Minaj that was like, sew your vagina up or something. Like, no, you're not. I could see her doing that, though.
I could see her, too. And guess what? That was, whatever, years ago with her previous relationship. I could see her doing it. Look at her in the gym with those squats. She was killing it with all that weight. I'm like, damn, she's killing it in the bedroom.
And it's not like she said she was doing reverse cowgirl four times a night. She could have been fully dead fish, starfish for three of those.
True.
You know?
True.
All she said was she was having sex. And that does not mean that you're getting buck wild. You could literally just
lay there.
Right?
You sure can.
It's also crazy to me how quickly people move on to other relationships.
What, in what sense?
Like Lisa. Lisa Hochstein, where she's, and this is a common thing, where she's not even divorced yet, and this could take a while, right? I think she did have a small win in this last episode. But how you can find someone and, like, not be scarred from it.
I hear you. I think that some people, and I'm not saying this in Lisa's case, but just even in my friend's case, it's like they just got out of a four-year relationship, and a month later, you're in a new relationship, and you're, some people, and this was me, and I don't know if it's a codependent thing, to truly get over the last relationship, and it sounds bad saying because it's kind of usy, but in the moment I didn't think I was doing that, and I ended up having long relationships with these people. I had to date someone else. I remember I got out of a two-year relationship I was heartbroken over. Heartbroken. I mean, every night crying. A month later, I was crying every night for a month. I meet a guy. I'm interested in him. And then I was over it. And I was like, oh, this feels good. By the way, I was with that guy for a year.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was a codependency thing, but I hear what you're saying. Some people need the time and space, and I think others kind of need someone else.
Can I tell you what I think?
Yes.
I agree with you, but I think if I were still drinking, I would 100% be in another relationship already.
Okay. Okay. Why do you think that?
It loosens you up.
Lets the walls down.
You put your walls down. You just are a little less in your head. It's a social thing. Mm-hmm. So, like, you go out and you go to happy hour and have some drinks, and you're kind of on the same playing field as everyone else. Where, like, I just think, if I got out of my relationship and then was able to drink like a normal person, I would have found somebody. It may have been a toxic somebody. It could have been a great somebody. But I think I would be in a relationship.
Because it opens you up more. And it's very social. It's a very social thing. Look at our world today. It's like, let's go grab a drink.
Right.
It's rare someone says, let's go out in the evening and there isn't alcohol involved. Unless you're sober.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That's. And I also, like, for me, I don't. Please don't come for me, you guys. My heart can't handle it. But I don't think that I could be with someone who also struggles with addiction, because I feel very strong in my sobriety. And I know that when I'm having weak moments, I know what to do. And I'm not saying that there won't be a day where I'm like, this is really freaking hard. But I believe that I have the tools. And I don't want to worry about someone else and their sobriety. That may sound selfish, but me having a child, like, I can only worry about me, and I need to know that you're a normie.
Rightfully so. I mean, that's a lot to take on. And I'm sure people in those relationships, good for you, that can do it. But it's so great to know yourself like that, you know?
Yeah.
You know yourself, and you know what you can and can't have. That is, like, I always tell people, that's why it's like, oh, you can't be happy in a relationship until you're happy with yourself. I feel like as cliche as that is, a big part of that is knowing yourself, what makes you happy, what you'll stand for, what you won't. And then you can get in a healthy relationship. So you know that, which is great.
We'll see.
We'll see.
It's weird, the funk that I'm in today.
Are you in a funk?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, eh.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm. I don't know what it is.
I bet you're exhausted.
Do you think that's what it might be?
La, you've been going, going, going. Like, literally going. And our first break will be Hawaii.
Yeah, that'll be really nice.
Yeah.
So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes, because I'm very into just easy right now. And anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part, zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, no glue manis, and press-on falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The press-on falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold, and that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress no glue manis and Impress no glue press-on falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now, so get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and press-on falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Did you watch Southern Charm?
I did.
It's the best show on TV right now.
I have to say, last night was the first time I've ever watched Southern Charm, and I almost feel nervous saying this to your friends here.
But say it to my friends. We are a very open-minded group of people. It's a judgment-free zone.
Is it? Didn't seem that way that last video.
You know what, though? Can I tell you, there was this girl, she always slides into the, and the reason I know about her is because Easton showed me something mean that she said about him, and she wrote a comment in the Sandoval video and said, unfollow, I'm glad I can finally be done listening to this podcast. And I was like, I've been wanting you gone for a minute, like, people like you, I don't want listening. Like, you ain't in alignment with me. Yeah. Go listen to some other fucking podcast, because we are way too good for you, bitch. Like, you don't even deserve to have us up in your ears. Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
The real ones, the ones who listen and, like, love it and vibe with us, those are the real ones. Thank you. Real ones. And we met a lot of those at BravoCon.
Well, it's like, I feel bad for you. You're constantly commenting mean things and you still tortured yourself with listening.
Yeah.
And I had to give you a reason to stop. Like, you couldn't even come up with that on your own, being like, I just don't enjoy this. I think I'm going to listen to something else.
Yeah.
You continued to torture yourself. You're an idiot.
You're an idiot. Yeah. But Southern Charm was triggering for me.
Okay. Tell me everything.
I do not know these characters. I do not know these people. I'm sure they're great. I was around a couple of them at BravoCon, didn't talk to them. They seemed great. I think it was like Craig. And is it Craig that's engaged to Paige?
Are they engaged?
Oh, you guys?
They're together. They've been in a long-term relationship
Paige
for a while.
Paige is the one with the short brown hair.
Yeah.
She's hilarious, by the way. Love her.
Great style.
Great style. I gave her a follow and I was like, she's funny in style. But I lived in Nashville for 10 years. I'll make this quick. Lived in Nashville for 10 years. I went to Belmont University. When I was in college, we went to a lot of Vanderbilt University parties. There's something about the frat guys, Southern, with that are always in the jackets, the button-ups, the Sperry's, the Bonobos. Like, they were never very nice to me. We never vibed. And anytime the girls and I would go to frat parties, they were always douchey to me. And I'm generalizing like crazy. I'm sure there's amazing frat guys. I nannied for a couple whose guy was in a frat and he went to a nice school and they were amazing. But in general, a lot of the Southern frat guys and I clashed all the time. I thought they were douchey. They thought I was like kind of masculine and like I would make jokes and be sarcastic and they wouldn't get it. And then they were like, your friend's a bit, like, it was always like that.
Yeah.
And my girlfriends, like more sorority girls, always loved them. And I just clashed. So that when I watched this, I was like, oh, those are the same guys, and it was a little triggering for me. Even though they're probably not. Shep gave me a little of that vibe.
Mm. Okay, that makes sense.
Craig didn't. But it was like the fly fishing, the even the outfits. This is so vain and like surface level of me, but I was just like sitting there watching, and it just took me back to those days. I'm gonna keep watching it because I think the girls are sweet, and but it was tough.
Wow, I love a parallel that you can draw to why you were triggered.
But you love it.
Those are I'm like, obsessed.
Okay, amazing.
And I think the boys are hysterical.
Yeah.
And I love Craig.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so funny because at BravoCon, I talked about this today on Amazon Live, but it was Myro and then Taylor Armstrong from OC, and then like Craig and Shep.
Mm-hmm.
And Taylor was disciplining them the entire Bravos.
Like turning around?
Turning around, and she was giving TMZ outside of Craig's energy. It was iconic. I was like, Tay, you good? And she was like, I will tell you what, I'm about to pull some Oklahoma on their ass. I could be their mother. It is annoying. It was amazing.
Good for her.
I loved it. So then we're walking out, and Shep seems a little down. And I was like, what's going on, dude? And he goes, Craig blamed it on me that I'm the reason why they stopped serving drinks in the show. Like, they cut us off.
Were they? Was he?
I was like, no.
Oh.
They told us they were only going to serve drinks every other break. Because he told me that he was only served, I think, 2 or 3 drinks. And it was every other break. I was like, no, they were just done serving drinks. It was the last break, no drinks.
Yeah.
And now the show's over.
Yeah.
That's why. He was very defeated by that comment.
Is he so tall?
Boys are massive.
Really?
Huge. And I've been around them before, and I'm like, did y'all get those shots where you grow like a foot or two more? Because you're ginormous.
Shep looks very tall.
I'm talking like 6'5", 6'6".
Wow.
They're huge.
Wow.
It's very hot.
I'm sure they're very nice. I'm sure they're very nice. I just have, and it's probably something I have to work on. I just have a thing for those fratty guys that, a bad thing.
Well, we'll just both talk about it in therapy. We've all got our triggers.
Perfect. Perfect.
What about Olivia and Taylor talking?
Olivia and Taylor talking when, okay, so.
Olivia comes up to Taylor's cabin or whatever, her parents' house.
Yes.
And the mom comes out.
Again.
Triggers. Not me, you.
Me, Olivia showing up. You guys, the sweetest thing, Olivia, friends with the parents, so sweet. But I had an experience in the South where God-loving and Christianity was very showy. So it was always like, oh, you know, bless your heart. And like,
God is with you.
She needs Jesus. And then they'd be talking shit. They'd be like this, you know, this little, and say the most horrific things, and then be like, she just needs Jesus. And it's like, honey, you need Jesus. You need to go to confession, my friend, because you're being mean. But it was like, so then when there's like, even just the mom being like, I mean, God is good. Look at this beautiful land and this beautiful house. And it's like, right, but also like your jobs are good too to get that. God is good.
Also, like my brother just died. Like it's really hard for me to look at the scenery right now and be like, God is good.
God is good. It's like, yeah, yes, God is good. But it's also like, I don't know. There's just little things in the prayer outside. Please be just like, and it's like, I don't know. It
turned you off.
It's off-putting to me. I need to appreciate it more. That's a trauma. I'm not trauma, but I'm just a bit triggered because of my experience. How did you feel? Because that's what I want to know about their conversation.
I loved the prayer.
Okay, sweet.
I'm big on prayer.
Amen.
And I just feel like Taylor's family, I feel like they're God-fearing people. I don't see them talking shit about people. I think that they are, that their faith is everything.
Okay.
Taylor, I think, is a little lost. She's a lost little soul sending nudies to people and making out with her friend, her best friend's ex-man. I understand why Olivia's like, you know what? I just don't trust you. And I love that she was upfront and honest about it. I'm not going to play pretend. I don't even feel comfortable enough staying here. I'm going to go to Shep's. Taylor shows up. She's like, so I left your house to just be with you at another house. What the hell? Felt so horrible for Olivia. Then Rod, who snores heavily, sits her down, says, I want to be exclusive. Maybe he's awkward on camera. I don't know. There is zero chemistry there.
Nope.
And if you close your eyes, he sounds just like Austin Kroll. I'm like, you guys sound like the exact same person. Don't they?
Wait, those Austin Kroll.
Her ex-boyfriend.
The blonde who made out with Taylor. Okay. It was the car. And look, I get it. It's like they're feeding into us as the audience. But the car ride where it was just like silent.
It was so awkward.
And I was like, tensing up. Ah. I'm glad she said, well, that's not what I'm looking for right now. I think Taylor is a little lost, but I also think, I mean, I've been there. It's like, I also think she's just like trying to, it's so, I haven't been there. I've never made out with a friend's man. I've had that happen to me, which is why I've never done it. But she was so fed up at the end of the night that my heart started to break a little when she did the wine thing.
I'm sorry, but that was so freaking funny.
Oh, what?
Shep losing his mind over the ping pong game. And then being like, do you enjoy making fun of me? And her being like, do you enjoy cheating on me? And he goes, sometimes it was fun.
No, you ass!
Wrong thing to say!
Literally triggered because I used to fucking see that all the time. Your fucking football team lost and now you're being a little bitch to me at your frat party because your football team lost.
Helen knows the owner.
Helen knows it. Literally, he had ping pong. He lost a ping pong and then he's gonna bitch around and cry and be like, you're making fun of me. It's like, if I were her, I would have laughed in his face and been like, you're a weirdo. You're a baby. I'm
same.
Out.
Same. I wouldn't have said, like, do you enjoy cheating on me? It's I know. Like, what does that have to do with the ping pong game? And then his reaction to that was like, sometimes. I think the winner here is Shep. Shep won the game. And then she crawls in bed with him that night.
Another fucking trigger is these, a lot of Southern women friends of mine, it was like, and this, I love Southern women, but it was like the man can be so rude and mean to you and call you names. And then you're like, you make this big scene. And then an hour later, you're like, sweetie, move over. I'm getting in bed with you. It's like, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Call her mama. She needs some prayer. Tell her to add me to the prayer list because I'm in need of some too.
I do like... Overall, I love her parents, though. So sweet. Her parents are darling. And what I said earlier does not reflect who I am as a human.
You're an asshole. Just kidding. All right. It's my favorite time of the pod.
Ugh.
I missed East in this episode.
I'm actually very sad that he is not in here.
Yeah, but it's even sadder that my mom's dog may die.
No, I can't even think about that because that's truly heartbreaking.
It's devastating. I'm trying not to think about it or I'll lose my mind.
No.
So can I tell you what I think is also tripping me out that I think is going to be my ache of the week?
Yes.
The holidays are coming up. At first it was like you just buy for the friends, right? And then you get older and you're like, we don't need to buy anymore. Let's just do a dinner. But now we all have kids, right? So I have a laundry list of children. I have Summer. I've got Cruz. I've got my own baby. I've got Hartford and Messer.
Right.
To buy for. And I'm like, this is also stressing me out. So naturally, because I also want to save money.
Yeah.
Have you dealt with Rakuten, the app?
No, I literally just opened it because I'm obsessed.
Okay. So I told Jessica to download this app.
Yeah.
I've talked to you guys about it before. It comes in handy in moments like this because my ache is, oh my hell, I'm so stressed about buying gifts. Get into your app right now. This is my relief, right?
Yes.
So not only can I shop for all these many children, I am also going to get cash back on all my stuff, all right? Mm-hmm. I can shop Disney, Bloomingdale's for my friends, right? Look at these Nikes.
No, I see.
Do you see the Nikes?
Nikes, the Air Jordans, and I'm also, by the way, because you know me, I'm so difficult with gifts.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through the freaking Disney Monsters Inc. stuff for Ocean, which is like,
no, I know, so I'm getting cute. It. And then I think like these really cute, because I want Summer and Ocean to have matching shoes.
Uh huh.
So these cute little pink Air Force Ones.
Oh my God. For Summer and Hartford and Ocean.
Don't you think they'd be so cute?
No, these are adorable.
I know. These are
so cute.
And then don't even get me started because I think I'm going to go like ham on myself at Bloomingdale's.
Oh my God, wait. I just found PetSmart on Rakuten, which means I'm getting Lily.
Lily's going to need a lot of gifts. Ocean. Lily's going to need a lot of gifts because she just lost her best friend.
Yeah. I'm going to get her some things, some special things.
Oh, I see some stuff for you.
Stop.
Oh my God. All right. I'm feeling much better about this. I was starting to freak out.
Yeah.
You guys, I know that the holidays are coming up. If you're tweaking out like I am, feeling like you need to get all of these gifts and it gets so expensive, if you download the Rakuten app, I promise there are so many stores to shop from on there and you also get cash back. That's the way I'm going to be shopping because it just feels like it makes the most sense. I've got too many people to buy for. I feel like I want to ball on a budget. That's what I'm doing. So that's my ache and relief.
Okay.
Because that's pushing me over the edge.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you, yeah.
What's your ache and relief?
So my ache this week is, I feel like it's kind of a relief, but I'm going to say it as an ache anyway. We have such a busy week.
Yes.
I'm going to say my ache and relief is one. We have such a busy week ahead, which I'm so excited about. And I feel like people will learn about it down the road. My ache, I guess it's not really an ache because it's just busy, which I love. And we've got...
Like your ache is that we're not going to be able to breathe this week.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got a huge week.
We've got a big week.
It's intense.
But my relief can be that we have Hawaii coming up.
I love it.
Yes.
That is epic.
Yeah.
I'm going to add that my ache is that Easton did not get to join us. But yes. I'm so thrilled that he took over taking care of Ocean. You guys, I love you so much. I hope that this podcast was not too intense at the very beginning. I think it'll be fun to watch, though, on Friday. Remember, audio comes out Wednesday, which is what you're listening to right now. The video will be up on Friday on YouTube at 9 a.m. Pacific time. I love you guys so much. Have the happiest, happiest hump day, and I will catch you all next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.